At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Hey, guys. Finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy, thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
Hillbilly Horror Stories presents Eerie Encounters.
When I was like 3 or 4, my grandmother passed away, and soon after, all my extended family flew into town to have the funeral. A week after the funeral, some relatives were still in town, including my uncle and his family. My grandmother wanted us to sell the house after she passed, so my family did exactly that. It was hectic because we were trying to pack everything up, meanwhile, everyone still had to go to work and go to school. On one of the days that we had to pack up the house, my parents both had to work. My older cousins had school, and my uncles and aunts had jobs and other stuff they had to do. However, my uncle, Grandma's oldest son, was available to watch me for a couple of hours, so he did. Now, according to him, I asked if I could go to the bathroom while he was watching TV. The closest bathroom was in my grandparents' old room, so I went there. When I came back, I asked my uncle who the nice lady was on the bed. He kind of played along with it, thinking that maybe it was an imaginary friend or something. He asked me questions about her to kind of entertain me. I described her as dark-haired, kind of white, wearing a blue nightgown. When I said that, my uncle freaked out because my grandmother always wore a light blue nightgown to sleep. After that, my uncle and I left the house and waited outside for my parents to come back home. That story was sent in by Azenia. When I was 3 years old, I distinctly remember waking to see an elderly man, a stranger, sitting on my bed. It's so vivid even 37 years later. I remember in detail how bright the sun shone through the white gauze curtains, being wide awake and clutching my pink braided bedspread up to my chin, just gazing up at the man who was looking down at me and smiling. He had a big, beautiful, and kind smile. I remember his blue eyes and thinning white hair, the visible scalp, even the white sweater and the gray slacks he was wearing. He didn't say anything, he just patted my knee through the bedspread. He looked delighted, and there were crinkles in the corners of his eyes. It looked like he had been telling me a bedtime story that I had interrupted. This is a thought I clearly remember, like I awoke to a bedtime story. I remember not feeling a bit scared. Truthfully, I was awed because I'd never seen someone who looked like him. My family and I are Mexican-American. We all have that typical associated dark hair, dark eyes, olive skin combo. The man was just so white, fair-skinned, snowy, transparent hair, and those blue, blue eyes. It was like he was glowing even in my sunlit room. He looked down at me for a few more seconds, still smiling, and the next thing I knew, my mom entered the room and he was gone. Of course, the first thing I did was ask her who the man was and where he went. I will never forget my mom's worried, panicked look when I asked her this. She ran out of the room, I guess to make a sweep of our small apartment, and then ran back in to ask many questions. I told her everything, and that was that. She calmed down. I got out of bed and we had a normal day. Years later, as an adult, I asked my mom if she remembered me telling her about the nice man sitting next to me in the bed. She was shocked that I recalled that morning, but then told me, based on my descriptions, that she was convinced her grandfather had paid me a visit from beyond. He was from Spain and he looked like a gringo, she said, right down to the blue eyes and thinning white hair. She said he was always smiling and yes, he favored sweater-slack combinations. He had passed away about 30 years before I was born. That story was sent from Carmelita in New Mexico.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
I don't know what to think about it, but here it goes. Around 8 years ago, I was in vacation with my parents and my cousin. My sister couldn't come as she had just started her first job, so she stayed home by herself. When we were children, both my sister and I used to be really close, mainly because we shared the same room for the first 7 to 9 years. We used to have our quote-unquote code with taps for asking questions like, "Are you already asleep?" or "Are our parents asleep?" Stuff like that. She was always doing something or looking for something to do, always being the first up. So when she was up and wanted me to wake up, she would place her face as close to mine as possible and stare at me. I don't know how long she would stay like that, but I can remember clearly multiple times waking up to her doing this. I, of course, would shout or at least panic until realizing it was her. I guess it was fun for her, and I have to admit, I also did it a couple of times. So now we're on our trip. It's been at least 10 or 12 years since the last time my sister pulled this prank on me. My sister and I are not as close as we used to be. We've certainly grown a little apart, but we still love each other. It was the last night in our trip before heading back to the city. We had just found a nice hotel close to the pyramids in Palenque, which meant no cell phone service. We were sharing a room, my mom and dad were in the first bed, my cousin and I were in the other one. At some point around 4 a.m., I woke up to the same old sensation that someone is staring at me. So I opened my eyes and I could clearly see a face. My immediate reaction was to shout, waking my mother up. I have to say that this sensation by itself is really scary, but years of experience with my sister waking me up like this took that threat away. So despite of my shouting, I wasn't scared. It was just too familiar. My mom turned on the light and asked what had happened. I told her that I was pretty sure my sister had just woken me up, and I know it didn't make any sense, but I felt like it was her, though I cannot say I saw her face. I just saw a face, and then it disappeared. My mom is really superstitious, so she couldn't sleep after that because she felt that something was odd, and I couldn't sleep either thinking of my sister. Later that day, in the morning, we noticed that we all had lots of missed calls. My sister was involved in a really bad car accident. Luckily, she only had minor injuries. To this day, I don't know what to make out of this experience. My brain tells me that it was just a coincidence. On the other hand, it's the only way I would have thought of my sister sleeping. It was just so real and so between both of us. As an extra, on our previous visit to Palenque, my parents and my sister and I, at the ruins we could hear some drums. My parents said that it was raining and we were playing with the ponds, and at some point the drums started playing. Our curiosity made us follow the sound, getting us deeper and deeper into the jungle. I can't remember why we stopped, but when we finally made it to the exit and asked the security guy about the music, he said, "Oh, so you heard the drums as well." He then proceeded to tell us that a lot of people have heard them at different times and they didn't know the source of it. That story was sent anonymously. Before my dad died a couple of years ago, one of his mantras was, "You are loved." He'd say it to us all the time. At his funeral, I ended my eulogy by looking at the audience and saying, "You are loved." I then in turn had the audience reply back, "You are loved," in his honor. So it's an important phrase for me and my father's memory. Now for the freaky part. I saw a thread on Reddit where OP was grieving, and I shared a story about my dad and the gift he'd given me, a bag of silver stones with cheesy compliments engraved on them. He'd written a note about how when he was younger and just striking out on his own, he and his buddies had talked about how nice it would be to have a compliment vending machine, something that would give you words of encouragement whenever you needed it. He concluded by saying, "Anytime you need a pick-me-up, pull out a stone and imagine me saying it." So I leave the comment and I immediately got a reply back that said, "You are loved." I was shocked. Once my brain restarted itself, my first thought was, maybe they know me. So I checked out their comment history to see if I could figure out who they were. Turns out, it was a bot. It had been programmed to randomly select one comment Reddit-wide every few seconds and left that comment a random compliment. So out of millions of possible comments, this bot randomly selected not just my comment, but the one comment where I shared a personally meaningful story about my dad and random compliments. And then it randomly selected a compliment that was super meaningful to my dad and our family. It honestly felt like my dad's spirit commandeered a Reddit bot to tell me, "Hey." It still gives me chills, the sheer astronomical odds of that happening the way it did astounded me. A story was sent from Lawrence in Kentucky. You have been listening to Hillbilly Horror Stories Presents Eerie Encounters. If you have an eerie encounter that you would like read on the show, please send it to hillbillyhorrorstories@gmail.com.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy, thanks to Gold Belly. Gold Belly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Gold Belly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT. Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy, thanks to Gold Belly. Gold Belly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Gold Belly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.